All right, welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate deep dive into a very specific jungle trick, the Jungle's Top Loop Coast. This is that fast, airy, shuffled percussion layer that sits above your breaks and bass and makes the whole tune feel like it's moving faster, without you actually turning the mix into a fizzy mess. And the twist is the vibe. We're going for VHS rave color. Think old tape of a warehouse night, a little unstable, a little smeared, but still clean enough that it works as a DJ tool in a modern set. Open Ableton Live 12, start a new set, and let's build something you can reuse forever. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to park it at 170 BPM, because that's a sweet spot for a lot of old-school jungle energy. Now, quick mindset shift before we touch anything. You're not just producing a loop, you're building a DJ-ready utility layer. That means it needs to loop perfectly, be easy to mute, and survive being echoed on a mixer without collapsing. Step 1 is picking source material, and we're doing this as two layers. Layer A is design tops. That's your MIDI hats, shakers, little ticks. This gives you control, consistency, and the ability to make the groove exactly how you want. Layer B is the secret sauce. Break residue. Tiny transient bits from a classic break that you filter and gate until it becomes this dusty, authentic ghost energy behind the designed hats. You're stealing the vibe of the break without stealing the break. Create a new MIDI track and name it Top Ghost MIDI. Drop a drum rack on it. Load a short closed hat that's crisp, a shaker or noisy ride tick, and optionally a tiny rim or wood click that's really short. Keep these samples tight. If you start with long open hats, you'll fight the mix later. We'll add movement and dirt with processing, not with long noisy samples. Now create an audio track and name it Break Ghost Audio. Drag in a break, amen, think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Warp it, and set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/32. I like 1/32 for this, because we're hunting micro transients. Turn transients all the way up if you need to, because we want the little edges. Now let's program the ghost rhythm. Go back to Top Ghost MIDI. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. The foundation is simple. Closed hat on all 16 THS. But here's the rule that makes it junglist. They cannot all be the same velocity, and they cannot all be perfectly on grid. Open the MIDI editor and turn on fold so you're only seeing the notes you used. Now shape velocities. Put your stronger steps around 80 to 95. Put your ghost steps around 25 to 55. If that sounds wide, good. That range is the point. Micro dynamics are the whole trick. Instead of making hats louder, you make some hats quieter, and suddenly the groove breathes. Here's a really practical move. Draw a repeating breath curve every half bar, so the velocities gradually rise for a few hits, then reset. That mimics what happens in old breaks, where tape compression and noise floors create this gentle whoosh cycle. It's subtle, but it reads as real. Now timing. Nudge a couple hats slightly late approaching beats 2 and 4. Just a few milliseconds. And nudge a couple hats slightly early leading into beat 1. We're creating push and pull around the snare positions. If you want swing from the groove pool, load something like an MPC 16 swing. Put it around 55 to 62%. Then set groove amount around 30 to 60%. Random around 5 to 12, and velocity around 10 to 25. And remember, you don't have to commit the groove. For DJ tool work, sometimes keeping it live is better because you can adjust later when you change breaks. Now let's build the break ghost residue layer. Duplicate your break clips so you're not scared to destroy it. Keep warp mode on beats, set preserve to 1/32. Now put a gate on break ghost audio. This is where you carve the break residue. Start threshold around negative 25 to negative 15 dB. Attack around 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold 10 to 25 ms. Release 30 to 80 ms. Return at zero. Your goal is not a choppy rhythm loop. Your goal is only fast transients making it through, like dust and edges. Teacher tip here. If it sounds like random clicking with no flow, your gate is too strict. Lower the threshold or lengthen the release slightly until the residue feels like it belongs to the groove. After the gate, at EQ 8, high pass aggressively somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz with a steep slope, like 24 dB. Now you've basically turned the break into top-end DNA. If it's harsh, dip around 7 to 9 kHz a little. If it needs air, a tiny shelf around 10 to 12 kHz can help. But don't go crazy, because we're going for VHS color, not shiny EDM symbols. Then add utility. Set width around 60 to 90%. This is important. Wide fizzy highs can clash with your main break and make everything feel brittle. We want controlled stereo though, not accidental stereo. Now bring break ghost down in volume. quiet, like, quieter than you think. You should mostly notice it when you mute it. When you mute it, you go, oh, the track got smaller. When it's on, you don't go, oh, a new loop started. Now select both tracks, Top Ghost MIDI and Break Ghost Audio, and group them. Name the group Top Ghost Bus. This is where we paint the VHS rave color. First device on the group, EQ8 for pre-clean. High pass around 200 to 400 HC. There should be basically nothing useful down there for this bus. If the hats sound papery, dip around 2.5 to 4k HC by 1 or 2 dB. That paper band is exactly what makes tops annoying when DJs start killing mids on a mixer. Next, saturator. Set it to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. And then compensate the output so you're roughly at unity, because we're not trying to trick ourselves into thinking louder equals better. The saturation is about density and attitude. Now chorus ensemble for smear. Set mode to chorus. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, so it moves slowly. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay around 4 to 12 milliseconds. Feedback 0 to 10%. Mix 8 to 18%. This is that cheap playback shimmer. If you can clearly hear the chorus effect, it's too much. It should feel like the hats are being played off something slightly wonky, not like a lush synth pad. Now auto filter for wow movement. Pick LP or BP. I'll use low pass. Set cutoff around 10 to 14 kHz so it's only subtly dulling. Turn on the LFO. Rate around 0.07 to 0.25 Hz. Tiny amount. And if it feels like it pulls to one side, set LFO phase to 180 degrees. You're simulating unstable playback, not doing dubstep wobble. Keep it musical. Now drum bus for glue and control. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch very low, maybe 0 to 10, because tops can get nasty fast. Damp until harshness tucks in a bit. Boom off, because we don't need low-end enhancement. And transients anywhere from minus 5 to plus 5 depending on how spiky it is. One more teacher move. If your MIDI hats and your break residue feel like two different loops, match their transient character. Put a drum bus on the MIDI track only, and nudge transients slightly negative or positive until both layers speak similarly. Finally, put a limiter at the end as safety. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. It should barely be working. If it's slamming, back off earlier devices. Now we make it a DJ tool. Turn the TOP Ghost Bus processing into an audio effect rack so you get macros. Here are the macros I want you to build. Macro for VHS dull map to the auto filter cutoff. Macro for wobble map to auto filter LFO amount. Macro for grit map to saturator drive. Macro for wide map to a utility width control. And yes, you can place a utility either pre-chorus or post-chorus depending on how mono safe you want it. Macro for air map to a very gentle high shelf on EQ8. And macro for gate tight map to the gate threshold on the Break Ghost track, so you can quickly decide how much residue you want. Now arrangement concept. Think in blocks like a DJ would. For an intro, 16 bars, use tops only, keep it darker. So VHS dull is more engaged, air is low, residue is low. For a pre-drop, 8 bars, increase wobble and add a bit of grit gradually. Maybe bring up gate tight a touch so you hear more of the break residue texture. On the drop, open the filter, reduce wobble so it's clearer, and keep grit moderate so it bites without fizzing. In breakdowns, you can widen a bit and dull a bit, and reduce the break residue for that room tape feeling. Now, sidechain. This is how you keep it out of the way of the snare and break. On Top Ghost Bus, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, and pick your snare track or your main break bus as the input. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 3 to 10 ms, so the transient still speaks, and release 60 to 140 ms. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. You're not pumping, you're making space. Now let's do a couple quick pro checks, because this is where intermediate producers level up. First, the club test inside live. Drop an EQ3 after TOP Ghost Bus temporarily. Kill the LOW and MID like a DJ would. If your loop collapses when MID is down, you have too much 2 to 5 kHE paper and not enough controlled air up top. Fix it with subtractive EQ first. Don't just add more saturation. Second, phase and width sanity check. Put a utility at the very end and set width to 0% mono. If your loop gets louder or cleaner in mono, your stereo chain is fighting itself. Reduce chorus mix, or force a little mono earlier in the chain so stereo is generated on purpose, not by accident. Third, do a 10-second masking audit. Solo your main break, Then toggle TOP Ghost Bus on and off while watching a spectrum after your brake bus. If your SAIR loses that 3 to 6 kHz definition when tops come in, carve a small dynamic hole. A clean way is multiband dynamics on the TOP Ghost Bus, midband only, compress 2 to 6 kHz by 1 to 2 dB when it gets busy. That's the difference between nice tops and why did my snare get smaller? Now a couple advanced variations, just to push the vibe. Try a 2-bar call and response design. Bar 1 is mostly 16 THz. Bar 2 introduces a few 32 NDS only on the end of 3 and into 4. Then loop it and only change one fill every fourth bar. Jungle sounds authentic when repetition is almost exact, not perfectly exact. For a little triplet pressure without going full triplet, place a single triplet 16th grace note right before a snare once every 2 bars. In live, switch grid to triplet for a second, place the note, then go back. That tiny moment can make the whole loop feel like it's rushing like tape percussion. And if you want that extra played back through a cheap sampler blur, resample your TOP Ghost Bus to a new audio track for 16 bars. Warp that audio with Complex Pro, and lightly adjust formants and envelope. It's a different kind of smear than chorus, and it can be really tasty on tops. Optional vibe extra, Noise Air. Make a return track called Noise AIR. Use operator noise or a noise sample in simpler, high pass it hard around 8 to 10 kHz, then gate it with sidechain from TOP Ghost Bus so the noise pulses with a rhythm. Blend it extremely low. It's not a constant hiss. It's the preamp breathing with a groove.